So tell me about your childhood.
I'm no psychologist, but that was definitely a cry for help.
It was actually quite traumatic.
Oh my gosh, trauma alert.
I definitely did that for attention.
I had a great relationship with my parents, I think.
Hey, guys.
Oh my boy, oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Just 30 minutes of just,
us coming. Okay.
Yes. Maggie is getting her workout in. We have to say it up front just to give a disclaimer if there's any hard breathing happening in the next 20 minutes.
If I pass out, you know, it's because I care about my figure.
Yeah. Okay. How are you, Maggie?
I'm doing well. I'm very excited for our guest today.
Fabulous. So excited
She's
for our guest
so
today.
Funny.
What a gem.
I love hanging out with her. She's wild. Crazy.
We've never met. We're meeting now. And is she beautiful?
I didn't realize that.
Absolutely. No, we've never met. But, you know, faces. Maybe I've seen you somewhere, Mama. And
yeah,
so
I think so.
I love when I haven't met someone and then they just open up to us about their darkest, deepest, like.
Yes.
We love that.
And I'm like, let me see if I can analyze that for you. But I guess that's what therapists do. We're so excited to have
yes.
you.
Yes.
I'm so excited to be here.
How yeah. are you? Welcome to the pod.
Welcome to the pod. Amama Sardar, guys. Yeah. Give it up.
Friends, yes. This is so exciting. I love talking to people.
Right?
Yes. That's it. I just love talking to
Good
people.
Good for you. Most Canadians are introverted off, like, you know, and they don't like
They're weird, yeah.
Don't. Not a mama. They're weird, yeah. They're literally weird. Intolerable in public after the show.
Yeah, I get drunk after shows and everyone in the neighborhood is my friend then.
Like, me too.
Yes, Maggie, yeah. Yes. That's why I love hanging out with you.
I know. It's a wild time. See, a lot of people, they're like, oh my God, like they're just like, they get a little nervous at the hang, you know, I get it. It's, but no, I don't, but you know.
I mean, people feel like they have to be the funniest, then they have to like pitch things, but that's the worst part about a comedian hang is that you don't want to be around people that can't turn off, you know?
Well, see, I don't mind someone that's like on, but as long as they're fun, like some people are on, but the bits they're doing are tragically bad.
And they keep doing this when no one's laughing and you're
right.
like, whoa.
If they can't read a room, it's like, well, you bombed on stage and you're bombing at the hang. I don't know what to do. Quit today. I'm kidding. So mean. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, but, you know. It's mostly men that we're talking
about. Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
mostly
all men. Oh, 100%. So Amama, where are you from? Tell us a little bit about where you're from, where you grew up, your whole family.
Yeah. I made a little family tree.
Yes.
imagine.
You did your homework.
I grew up on Long Island. Like I was born in Queens, grew up in Huntington in Long Island. Mm. And I actually grew up like around like all of my cousins. So they were all 5 minutes away. And then a neighborhood of only Pakistani people. So it was like a very... both fun and also I could not do a single thing without like my mom finding out type of neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, there's so many brown people.
Was there like family gossip? Like someone snuck out to go do that and then like,
oh
there was
yeah.
I had friends. We like grew up in a predominantly like Pakistani area, but like mm-hmm. There were like girls who were like having sex and like bringing dudes over. Mm. And I was just like, how are you getting away with this?
Wow.
I one time like used my credit card to break into my house because I didn't have keys. And my neighbor called my mom and like told on me. I was like,
what?
I can't get away
Come
with anything.
Come on. And that worked? You were able to get in the house with a credit card?
Yeah, I did that for so long that in college later when someone had like an extra dorm room in their suite that they wanted to like open.
Yeah.
I would just like use a credit card to like open.
Oh my
open
God.
And, I know.
It does work.
I had no idea. Work. I thought that was just in the movies.
It
you
has
have to
like
find
a
the
door
right.
And,
yeah. Janky okay. door, right card and a certain angle. And it took like 5 to 10 minutes, but I fucking
oh,
did it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I thought it was just like a swipe in your hand.
No. It's like you had to break your credit card basically at the end. It's like unusable.
Oh, got it. But worth it. That's so crazy. So there was a lot of gossip in the neighborhood. Now, how old were these girls that were like having sex? Is this like high school or is this middle school?
Like regular. No, they were like in high school. I was just like the lame virgin who was like, why is everyone having sex?
Wow. Yeah.
But I couldn't bring anyone. Thank you.
Okay, so high school, did you go to New York City Public? You grew up in Long Island.
Yeah.
Born in Queens and then Long Island. So did you go to...
High school in Long Island. Yeah. It's like zoned. So wherever you live, they like assign you a high school.
Okay. And were you around? I'm, as a Jew, I know the Long Island Jews, and I know that some can be pretty insufferable. So I don't know if you went to school with like this. Did you go to school with that?
Yeah. What was the high school vibe?
It was actually a lot of more minorities than like just because like our neighborhood was like far more diverse by the time I went. Mm-hmm. There was like a group of rich kids, but to be honest, like everyone kind of thought being poor was cool. Like 50 Cent had just like moved in, or like one of the guys from G Unit like moved into Long Island. So everyone was like, oh my God, his brother went to our high school. So it was like one of those moments where like people were trying to flex about how poor they were. And I was like, you are not poor.
That's so, 50 Cent's brother moved in?
G-Unit? My God.
It was
very exciting.
One of the guys from G-Unit, something, I forgot his name.
I don't know the members of G-Unit off the top of my head, personally.
How dare you, Maggie?
I know, I'm such a loser. I'm sorry.
That's a crime.
That's so funny.
Well, that's cool that you can... It was like famous people were all like roughing it up, and then famous person walked in and like ruined it. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, I did go trick or treating at Lloyd Banks. I think that's what
with G Unit.
Yes, I went trick or treating with G Unit. It was
so crazy.
We knocked on his door, and like when he opened the door, like his mom or someone who I don't know who the fuck was living there, you just saw like the one album that G Unit had like on the wall directly across from the entrance. If they went like platinum. That's... And then they gave us like a big ass thing of like cookies, chips, and candy. And I was
G Unit's
mom.
The wealthy home where you go trick or treating and they give you the full candy.
Honestly, if they didn't, that would be some cheap ass shit. Like, don't put your platinum album across from the door and give you.
I'm sort of picturing like this house, like with the platinum album on the wall, and then just like hoarding, just like the rest of it is just like a scary disaster. But we got that album, so it's like.
So did you go to college in the New York area? Did you travel?
I did. I went to Stony Brook. I ended up dorming there, but I went to Stony Brook for undergrad. It was whatever.
That's where my brothers went, both of them.
Oh wait, what year?
80s, 90s. They're like in their 60s. No, they're like in their early 40s. I have no idea. Oh, okay. I just remember visiting Stony Brook as a young child, being like, Stony Brook is a magical place. <You know>? Thinking back, I'm like, was it?
No, absolutely not.
No, did you like it or did you have fun or no?
Like, I had fun, but like, cause I had like found a group of people that like were cool.
Right.
But everyone would go home on the weekends. So
it was very commuter. Yeah.
Yeah. I would get super high and like chase like the rabbits around. Like this is why I was a virgin throughout college. There was no one to fuck.
That's so specific. Like, why rabbits?
Were there a lot of rabbits around?
There were a lot of rabbits.
Wow. I did not clock any rabbits during my visits, but maybe that was later. Fascinating.
Did you feel like it was the rabbits from, what was that commercial? The Trix? Like the rabbit from Trix? Ooh, he was always like running away.
At some point when I was high enough,
it seems like a very Alice in Wonderland moment. Like,
I'm picturing a mama just stoned out of her mind, just like, come here.
And it's like, everyone's like, that girl is so weird. What? She's like,
incredible.
That's so funny.
Did you end up losing your virginity?
Yes, I did immediately after college. Like
with a rabbit?
Yeah.
with
I was like,
Trix,
where's my boyfriend?
That's so funny.
Okay, you did. Sorry, you did lose your virginity in college.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I graduated college, and then 5 months later, I was like, I've got to get rid of this, and I did. I just picked someone.
That's what I did.
Yes,
you. Well, you did that after college, Maggie?
No, yeah, in college. I was like 18. I was like, Corey, you want to fuck me?
I did that at 22. Right. Yeah. Did you do it in New York?
Like New York City, you? Like, where was your selection of random?
Yeah, where was this?
Oh, I ended up doing Teach for America. So I was in Providence. I was clearly the worst teacher.
Okay.
My weekdays were dedicated to the kids. My weekends, I was like, who am I going to fuck?
But see, I feel like those are the best teachers. Yeah. The ones that are fucking, you know.
Well, I had to because, like, for a little bit, they were like, do you want to teach this sex ed class? And I was like, I haven't had sex. And the kids were, like, asking all these questions. And I was like, oh, my God, they're going to know. They're going to know.
They're going to know I'm a virgin.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God. Wait, so Providence, okay, that town, they have such specific groups of people there because it's, like, you're either RISD, you're brown.
Yeah,
you're
black, that's
or you're
right.
Just, like, exist in Providence.
Or you're just, like, loaded, right?
Yeah. Everyone that I was around were transplants into Providence because we were all doing TFA.
Okay,
but
yeah.
When I got to know actual Providence people, they were all, like, married with kids and, like, didn't want to talk to us.
Okay.
So it makes sense. That's so weird. It probably is, yeah. And I went to Brown for grad school because I'm so smart.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I love that.
What did you study?
Nothing important. What I like about Brown, sorry to your friend who's listening, swear to God, it's like one of the few Ivies that people aren't like super competitive. Like I was just like kind of like, oh, this is kind of nice. Like we can all just get high and like
totally
grades don't matter.
It. Yeah.
It is that like you shouldn't pay for.
Like, right.
Who's ranking me? No one.
Yeah.
So I agree.
So fascinating.
They're not
it's
as
so
like
stupid.
Stuck
never
up
go.
As, yeah.
It's so dumb. I mean, I'm so glad, you know, not yours, but
no, mine was the dumbest decision.
What, grad school?
Yeah.
What did you do? Teaching stuff?
No.
Did you do more education stuff?
No, it's embarrassing. I did public policy. Like, what does that even mean?
That's not embarrassing. That's actually so admirable. And
I don't know. Just kidding. Well, no, I mean, I think it's like, it's cool, but it's like, I also don't know what it means, but also I went to grad school for theater education and I dropped out like halfway through and I said that I was mentally ill.
Well,
so funny. I mean, I'm not wrong. I wasn't technically lying, but like, I just really just wanted to do like open mics.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the best decision. I found out that I like really just wanted to like be a writer, do stand-up acting mid-grad school. And by that point, it was like a really quick nine-month program that I was I have no choice.
Oh, at least it was short. At least you didn't spend like years of your life in grad school.
No. But if it was years, I would have ended up dropping out.
Because
there was no way. But it was like, I was 6 months into like a nine-month program.
Yeah, you might as well.
I guess, yeah.
But now you have
wrap this public policy program up.
Are you working in policy for education in New York City? Yes.
Yep.
We need you. New York, it's very important. The DOE is, sorry, I could talk all night long.
Justice is so much nicer than I'll ever be.
Justice, we need like you, a good Maggie was like, do we?
Like, we need you, but also we need funny ladies existing. And so, you know, merge both worlds. No, okay.
Well, I agree with you. Jess is also not on an exercise bike doing a podcast. So I'm going to take her word over Meg.
Hey, whatever, mama. I feel so judged right now.
But to be fair, mama, I will give Maggie his credit. I do shit like that all the time. Maggie will call her. Yeah. While I'm on an exercise bike.
She's always on the elliptical. Yeah.
I can't sit still. Like, especially during podcasts, I always have the volume's off, but I always have something playing. Mm. I don't know what it is. Like, even if there's no volume.
Oh, you have a show on right now?
Yeah. What I'm listening. What we do in the show.
You're like,
shadows.
I'm not really paying attention watching the show.
No, I just need something.
Wait, what show is on?
What We Do in the Shadows.
That's it.
Movie.
It's so good. Yeah, there's a show now.
That's a great movie. Oh, it's a show now?
CW.
Yeah, it's so good.
On Netflix?
On FX, on Hulu.
Oh my God, I love the movie. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Oh yeah.
Very good.
You love it, Jess. It's so funny.
Okay, let me tell, have you guys seen Killing Eve? Sorry, and then we need to go back to your
channel. No, I haven't.
Okay. You have seen it, Amama?
Yeah. It's so good.
It's so good. I started watching it last night, though, but I was thinking it was going to be more of a comedy, and then somebody got to get stabbed, and that freak, like, right before bed, that makes me so upset.
Same.
And I have the worst nightmares.
I'm the same way. I can't watch anything, like,
scary.
Yep. Even, like, bed. Funny scary. I can't. Like, if it has blood, it gets in my head.
It's so...
I have a question for you guys really quick, because we got to launch into Amama's past.
Yeah, we got to go into your dive back into your past.
Have you guys seen Cruel Summer?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my.
Telling me that,
Maggie, I think I'm 100% sure that when we were, like, absolutely wasted after my show, I'm pretty sure we talked about this. There's a guy I know, his sister writes for the show.
No.
Yeah. And I saw him recently and I was like, what's the second season? Like, he's like, please stop asking.
Oh my God. Jess, you have to watch it. It's okay, literally.
Okay. Is it funny or scary?
No.
It's, no.
I need a calm.
Neither.
I'm scared.
It is. Like, it's like the Undoing or like Big Little Lies for like teens.
Yes.
And us.
Okay. I also just watched Mayor of Easttown. Even that.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
Oh my God.
That freak me out too. But you have to watch Cruel Summer.
It's so
fucking
weird.
I won't give it away. The end.
Dude, I literally finished it last night at 2 a.m.
I can't deal with any of these murder shows that are like, she did it. They're just,
it's really fun.
Journey of like, the little boy did it. He did it.
I love it.
The dog did it.
No,
like, what's the
point? I love those shows so much because it's the only thing that keeps my attention. Because I'm like,
me too.
Yeah, that's the only way that I'll like sit.
Okay. And then at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was deep on Reddit with theories about the show, you know, unhealthy. Yeah. I mean, I was writing something.
You love
for
a good Reddit. That's good.
To be clear, I participate. Okay, Amama, so we have to hear about your childhood and whatever, you know, I told you to prepare like 5 memories, you know, whatever you want. So if you're ready, watch
in, slip
right
in
you.
Whenever you want, share a tale, if you will.
Ooh, okay. So a lot of my memories, because I grew up with a lot of kids my age, we used to have this stupid thing called Friendship Club, where I eventually got kicked out when this new girl moved in.
Oh my God!
But like,
that is so Cruel Summer.
It is.
It really is.
She was like, she was like the cool new girl, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? And she was like, she was like the person who originated Survivor, probably. She's probably like a producer, because she was like, we should vote someone out, and they voted me. I know.
Oh my, wait, how old were you when this happened?
8, probably. She's actually, I went to her wedding recently. She's a good friend now. It's very different. We talk all the time.
That's amazing. So she let you back into the circle.
Yeah. By high school, we were best of friends. But 8 years old, I was like, I'll fucking kill this bitch.
What did you... okay, so who was the new bitch that
replaced
you?
What was her thing? Like,
no, I just got kicked out. And then this, like, her little sister was allowed to come in. I was like, she's like 5. It was really cruel. It was not nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up. Did you find like a new group of friends, or were you like, I'm just going to be a lone wolf now?
I did the lone wolf thing for like a week. And then they were like, you're allowed back in. And I was like, okay, thanks. You know how 8-year-olds are. Like everyone, every 3 days or something new.
That's
but what
so
I loved
funny.
About that club, which I think combines my other favorite memories, is like, we used to do we used to trade like the Spice Girl stickers and the lollipops.
Did you have the bubble gum?
I love those.
Oh, yes. And the tattoos.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Did you guys want to be a certain Spice Girl?
Mm-hmm. Ginger.
Of course.
And then once she left, I wanted to be Baby.
Yeah. I think I wanted to be Baby and Posh.
Yeah. Oh, Posh. Even... Posh just scared me a little.
Yeah.
Posh.
It's like, you're a little scary.
That was Victoria Beckham, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
She was just very, just like, she had like no affect. I was just like, are you okay?
She just blended in, which is why I liked her. I was like, please, no one,
look at me.
I just wanted to disappear for a long time in my childhood. Amama, did you guys have roles? Did you have like,
we did.
You signed?
We did. Yeah. We had rules. We had like a book that we had signed. It's funny because we had rules for another club I was at in my 20s called Whiskey Club, which was just drink the fucking whiskey. And we would just get hammered at a bar. But I brought that to Friendship Club because we had so many rules. Yeah. And somehow that new little bitch slash one of my really good friends now, now I'm going to like send her a message after this and be like, do you remember? but she, I don't know, like she was just like, yeah, like in my old, wherever she was from, like we used to have a friendship club too. And I was president. So it was like a dictatorship. Oh, so she basically was a dictator.
So president, she wasn't voted in. Like she just took the
throne. She just like absolutely came in. She was a tyrant. Yeah.
But, yeah. She did like what the United States does to Latin American countries.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Like,
wow.
I know. Look at that. Public policy. Now, yeah.
Yes.
There's that grad school degree.
Okay, I'm now every memory that you have to make it a metaphor for the United States colonizing.
Hilarious. That's crazy. Well, anyway, well, we can continue talking about that memory, or if you have another one, we're running really out of time, whatever you want.
Let's see. Another thing that popped up was again, like all the little, I felt like 90s kids had like the most fun. Mm. Toys and shit, like the Lisa Frank. I had her helmet. I had like a whole like that. I was obsessed with like trading stuff. Like it was either like Beanie Babies, Lisa Frank stuff, and then Tamagotchis eventually like came into play.
Yes.
How fun! Like that's like a thing that just
I loved fucking, all that shit.
Yeah, especially the Tamagotchi would be like feed your Tamagotchi, and like you knew which kid was a sociopath when they were like, "I'm gonna let it die." And you're like, "Oh my god!"
Well, I also did that with The Sims. I know that was like 10 years after you did Tamagotchi, but like I remember.
It was just kind of fucked up.
Did you guys ever play where you like killed your?
Didn't character? Really do Sims actually.
You didn't do Sims. Did you do Sims?
No,
I didn't do Sims either. Okay,
then never mind. Back to Tamagotchis. Yes. it was a real testament to if you were going to be a good person or parent one day. And
Well, Sims just kind of freaked me out. Like, cause I feel everyone was like, I just made my Sims fuck.
Everyone was like, way too horny with the Sims.
Right.
Like, that was like, it was weird.
Yeah, I did that. I did that. That was me.
Jess was like, my like, Sims were always
making them fucking kill. I was like, kill this person. Oh. You know? I also, side note, I did recently download The Sims because I was like, I want to see what like the new Sims is about, so I'll keep you posted.
Oh, interesting.
90s kids, yes.
Yes, and I loved I loved Lisa Frank. Also, I feel like we had good cartoons, you know? It was just like, I feel like we're the last generation that was like before internet, like it took over your life, and there were just like fun like toys and things, but we were like advanced enough that it wasn't like we were told like playing with sticks.
Yeah. Okay. Like, well, actually, I was gonna say
that's the story.
So easy transition to what this is what I told. So last summer, because there was like so many restrictions, like the guys in my neighborhood would just drink on my stoop, and one day I was like, oh yeah, when I was younger. Like my mom taught us a game because we didn't have a lot of money growing up. It was like called the rock game. And everyone was like, your mom just made you play with rocks. But basically you would pile up three rocks and then there'd be two teams. And then like someone would throw a tennis ball and the other team would have to pile up the rocks before everyone was tagged out. So it comes
so fun.
It's pretty fun.
And then we played that for like hours and hours every single night because our parents were like, here's some rocks and here's a ball we found. That's apparently a game in Pakistan that's like an actual game that like people play with giant rocks and like big ass balls, and I was like,
that sounds so fun because
that's fun.
The time you have to play with like clock running out, and so it gives you like urgency.
I love that.
You know, if you just have when kids make up rules for games and then they are like, here are the rules, and there's like 80 rules. God. Like, keep it simple,
dude. There's always one kid that's like, "That's not the rule." Every time, like, he fucks up.
Amama, are you first generation?
I am first generation.
Amazing. Yeah. When did your parents move here?
They moved here in the 80s, and then they met, and then they had me like obviously 1990, but I think they came here like 1985 ish.
Yes. That was
yeah
a lot of
Middle do you Eastern have siblings
I do I have a younger brother, so it was like the neighborhood that we even moved into, like, everyone had, like, at least, like, 3 or 4 kids, and it was just me and my brother. We had one white kid who would always come play with us. I always wonder if he grew up racist, because we were so mean to him.
If you grew up racist? Or,
oh. No, if he did. We were like, awful.
Well,
we
were, why were you mean to him?
Because he was the only white kid. It was, like, reverse racism. It's, like, the actual form of reverse racism, where you'd be like, fuck you, Brian. You don't know what you're talking about. And then we would break into Urdu, so he couldn't understand us, but he just wanted friends. So he would be like, but I want to play with you guys. Oh, I hope he's doing well. I hope he's not.
He's probably like, is kind of racist, but then his defense is like, I had all these Pakistani friends when I grew up. I'm not racist. And like, that's his, you're his defense.
Yeah, right. I was the only white kid around. I don't experience racism.
I have brown friends. That's me.
Yeah.
Okay, so first generation, and you grew up in this Pakistani neighborhood. Are your parent, have you gone back to Pakistan?
Yeah, I went back when I was 17, so now it's been a very long time. But it was cool when, that's a childhood memory, where when I would go back, people are always like really, like they hate Americans, obviously, but people would be like, what is this? And they would point to like a battery pack, and like my brother and I'd be like, oh, battery, and they'd be like, ha ha. No, you idiot. This is all in Urdu. They're like, no, you idiot. It's called a cell. But they would just like try to like question us and be like, what's this? And we would like either pronounce it wrong in Urdu or use the like wrong like British English like slang that they're used to. And then we would just get made fun of for hours. And that is a memory of
fun. That no, is, like, you idiot.
You fucking.
And like they would tell my mom, they're like, oh, you went to America? Like, do they go to school? And I was like, oh my God.
So bizarre.
Yeah, we Americans suck. Let's be clear. Let's.
Oh, yeah. I almost fell off. Sorry. I'm okay.
Are you, okay. You almost fell off a bike.
So wait, what was I going to ask? Or well, if you have another memory, you could tell us. But I was going to say that I guess if you have another memory, I don't know. I don't know how to host anything.
I think that's about that. And then I just remember I was going to ask you guys about your AOL screen names.
Let's hear it. What was yours, Mama?
Mine was Basketball Girl, and I played basketball twice before I made this. If that. It was like Basketball Girl, like 88. I just liked the number 8.
Yay.
And that was it. But I think I played basketball either once or twice, and I was like, yeah, that's my screen name.
I love it.
Basketball Girl was a G-U-R-L.
Yeah, was a G-U-R-L.
Likely, yeah. It had to be. Come on.
Basketball Girl.
Incredible.
What about you, Jess?
It should have been Rock Girl, because that game. You really
Rock Game Girl.
Rock Game Girl.
The poor girl just really leading into it.
The girl plays with rocks. She won't shut up about it.
Rock Girl 98.
What about Jess? Did you have an AOL?
Mine was bad. Okay.
I'm excited.
It was Baby Dancer 93. And the baby was B-A-B-I.
Ooh. Yeah. Look at you. I really like it.
I just changed that. Because you know how you're
You're still on AOL?
I'm not on AOL.
You're like, I'm still on AOL chat rooms.
I just changed it.
I just changed it up.
I changed it yesterday because I was very embarrassed. I changed it like in the last 5 years. I still had that as my iTunes login. So like, like in the last 3 years, I think I changed it. Maggie, what was yours?
Well, guys, it was ML Energy, Melenergy, like Maggie Lally Energy. So embarrassing. When people are like, what's your screen? I'm like, Melenergy.
It sounds like millennial energy, like you predicted something.
It kind of does. I have one memory about, because remember on AOL chat rooms, like you could do like a profile and it's like your name and like your interests. Remember that? Like you could do a little bit. So I remember it was like relationship status.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a new feature. And I remember I was like 11 and I put in my relationship, I was like single, but the guys will be lining up sooner than you think. And then my mom like found it and she was like, Maggie, take that down. That is just inappropriate and disgusting. And then I remember my friend Chantel, we were on the phone. She was like, Maggie, what happened to your relationship status? It was so cool before. And now it just says single, not interested. What happened? I was like, I don't know, my mom.
I didn't. 11-year-old Maggie was like, the boys are not lining up right now.
Oh my God.
Boys are not in a line. I thought they would be.
That, so I forgot funny. That was a thing. I remember like away yeah. messages. Like
when oh, I loved away messages. Yeah,
I would put them away even though I was
I loved
right
the
there.
Chat rooms. It was so chat fun. Rooms,
yeah, it was, wow. Like, I'm not surprised that like we, like our generation was like, yeah, meet strangers on dating apps. And like, cause we were,
yes.
that's yeah. like how it started. We were just like, yes, AOL. Like this makes the like perfect
totally.
Sense.
Totally. Well, I remember people would send inappropriate shit too.
Oh, yeah. All the fucking right? time. Yeah. yeah. Especially like grown ass dudes who were like yes. excited to be, oh, it's so weird.
It's
did
so
you
weird.
Guys ever do, this was like, I think older, but do you remember Chat Roulette?
Yes, I was just
yes.
gonna say that. Yeah.
That was
in college.
Really bad. It was.
That was college, yeah.
That was college, yeah.
That was so funny.
That was so, oh, we would see a lot of dicks.
It was dicks. All dicks.
We used to play a drinking game with Chat Roulette. Every time you saw a dick, or you'd take a shot.
And you were like, dead by the end.
And you were went to the hospital. But actually, I have a funny chat roulette story. So I remember how you'd be like, oh, I saw a celebrity on Chat Roulette. Mm. No? Okay, so I remember seeing Justin Jessica Bieber. Alba.
Oh.
I was like, and I was convinced that I had met Jessica Alba. I was like, you guys, I just met Jessica Alba on Chat Roulette. Like, she didn't say anything, but I know I met Jessica. I know it was Jessica Alba. And everyone was like,
dick.
Maybe that's, yeah, yeah. And she had a dick. And, but I know it was her. Like, but I was just like convinced that I was like bragging about it for like weeks, and everyone was like, I think that was just like a fake. That was fake.
Yeah, that was know? That was the thing. I forgot about that. People yeah. would be like, yeah, I met so and so, and I was
yes.
like, okay.
Right.
Because they would just type it in and they would have their picture, like they wouldn't actually mm-hmm. have the video, right?
Yeah.
Right. Totally.
Wow. What a time to be alive. Okay, so Amama, you were born in 1990. It's wait.
Yeah.
So you were in college. Okay, you're my sister's, yeah, my sister's age.
2008 to 2012.
And my yeah. age, you
the
know.
The worst yeah. time to graduate college, right? Like.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Yeah. That's why I did recession. Teach for America, too, because I was like.
Right.
Where did you go and teach after? Did you do the whole thing?
Just
the whole
Providence, shebang? Just for 2 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then
nice.
After that, I was like grad school. I did like the very typical TFA track.
Nice. Right. You can hit us with two other memes, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. In New York, there was a big Mets-Yankees, like, rivalry thing that was going on for
oh,
a
yeah.
bit.
And I still don't understand it.
I don't
the Subway
either.
Series.
Yes. Was I think it was that. And
it was 2000. It was 2000 yeah. or 2001. I think it was the year 2000, actually.
And the only thing I remember was, like, our principals and vice principals, like, made a bet because they were, like, Yankee, like, whatever.
Oh, man.
But whoever lost had to sing, like, NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye, like, on stage. And I think, like, it was so something 90s. Along those lines. Or it was, yeah, it was, like, a very 90s, like, bet.
That's so
and
funny.
I think it was, like, the first time I liked school. I was like, this is so fun.
Yeah, that's funny, like,
but yeah, the Subway funny. Series
that
I
was fun.
Like, that was like a big deal in New York.
It was
people were could, crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, I think it was 2000 because
yeah,
I remember like the Subway Series. I think my brothers and my dad like went to maybe one game or something. But I think the Yankees won that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like,
the Mets
it was
never won.
It was either an instant, it was like some sort of like boy band song, but it was funny because like
that.
My first CD ever was a Britney Spears CD.
Fuck. Yes.
Yeah.
Was it Baby One More Time or was it Oops, I Did It Again? Or.
Yeah, I think it was probably Oops, I Did It Again.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's just called Britney.
I think they're, but those are tracks
like
on
in,
that album.
Yes.
The skirt,
with
the short skirt.
Yeah.
With
I remember
the, like
her midriff yeah. to show her major because in third I remember I was in third grade when that CD came out, the second CD, and I was like obsessed, and I remember getting it like as a gift. Mm. And I remember my neighbor John, who's like still my neighbor anyway, I shouldn't have revealed that, but anyways, he was like, oh, you know, her midriff is showing. That's very inappropriate. And I was like, what? Like, I just didn't understand. I was like, Britney's a hoe? Well, I don't get it, you know? But I was just, I I was obsessed with Britney. Oh my, I still am.
Yeah, Britney started like the midriff thing, and then I don't know who started in high school, girls showing their thongs. I don't know if you guys.
I was just thinking about that because
Wait, girls showing their thongs?
It was like the triangle.
The triangle thing.
It was maybe like, it was thong.
I don't know, but it was like a huge thing in school where like everyone's just giving themselves wedgies. It was so strange.
It was, but it was like a very specific, it was just the thong, the string thong, you know, like, and it was, I remember having my older sister who like was into all the trends, and I was just like a small little elf, just like, I want to be cool. And like, she wore thongs and I didn't, and I tried hers on and I was just like, this is so uncomfortable. Like, why is this?
My mom also dressed me like an immigrant. So like, until I got out of that, until like I was out of that, like, I think by that point people were like, I don't, whatever. But like, I don't think I ever was allowed to, I think maybe in college I like got a thong just to be like, ooh, like, I wonder what I'm missing out on. But then at that point I was like, this sucks. This
is so stupid.
I wasn't aware of the thong trend because I was in Catholic girl school. Oh,
that's why.
So I was wearing like uniforms. Mm-hmm. And I was also like in high school, I was like very into like looking bad on purpose. I was like, appearance doesn't matter, you guys. It was so weird.
We would have been best friends in high school.
Incredible.
So,
wait, so you
have been destructive together and dropped out.
So, yes. And now we can be destructive today.
Appearance exciting. Matter. It matters a lot.
Totally is the most important thing.
Mama, wait, what was an immigrant dress? Like, what was your immigrant?
Yeah, what was your immigrant outfit?
I think my mom was like terrified that I have gigantic boobs.
Did you have them as a child too?
Yeah, since 11. It has been a struggle. I know. Thank you.
Show us a teeth.
Are you going to get a reduction? Nice. You think?
No. I actually, it's so funny. I like put up, I had x-rays done for my back. Wow. And then on my like, on like an Instagram story, I accidentally put up like, look at my giant boobs, and I was supposed to send that to someone. It's an x-ray of my boobs. But someone responded like, damn girl. And I was like, oh boy.
Oh, no.
I love x-ray porn.
Incredible.
But yeah, it was just like, I think in her mind she was like, oh my god, boobs. So she was like dressing me in like big like t-shirts and like really like high-waisted jeans. Like so that was like the thing for me. And then during like when I was younger for Halloween outfits, she would just be like, we're a sari, you're Jasmine. So that sucked.
Aww.
For quite some time. Yeah.
Aww. You're Jasmine. At least you were the right Jasmine, you know, like.
Oh, I was all
these white
Jasmine.
Kids dressed up.
I did that. Yeah. I did that, guys. Second grade, poor Jasmine. Whore Jasmine.
Well, like, one time I went as a princess and my teacher was like, oh my god, are you Jasmine? And I was like, no.
I'm just a princess, you pissed.
No, yeah.
Dude, I was obsessed with Halloween. I loved Halloween. I was Pocahontas one year. It was really bad, you guys.
All right, well, we're moving forward from that. You know, now we know. We can't.
Moving forward from that.
Dressing up like having these groups. I don't know if you guys had like Indian princess, like it's so fucked up, and it's all white kids, of course.
Oh yeah,
in a group with tribes they have know nothing about, and then they're like dads, whatever. Anyway, that's we're moving forward into progress. Okay, Amama, do you want to hit us with the last little a moment in time? Ooh. How you're just feeling in general?
I'm trying to think of high school. I'm like blanking on. So I remember like when Mean Girls came out, and that was
a huge deal.
I think that was like one of the first movies that I was obsessed with, and I watched multiple times in like a theater.
That movie is so fucking good. Like, it's literally a flawless movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would be curious to look back. Every movie that I have seen recently that was made in the early 2000s, I'm like, there are parts of it that are just like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. But it's so good. Like,
it's
overall,
so funny.
It's
so like,
and also the coach. Yes. So here's, to wrap up this final memory, it would be a lot of the teachers that I knew were like weirdly close to so many students, but in a weird fucking like yeah, like we're gonna have lunch in someone's office. Dude. And then 5 years ago, someone sent me an article that like our favorite social studies teacher was like fucking like a 16-year-old. So Mean Girls was true.
It's real. Yeah. You know, I had a teacher in high school, Dr. Lintz, Edward Lintz, if you're listening. He had sex with a bunch of students and the dean of students apparently on her desk. And then she got fired and he got fired. And you know what's so creepy? So I never fucked him because I thought I was not interested.
You said that like confidently, like you almost did.
I personally never fucked him, but he thought about like, it. So he was weird. Like one year, well, he was our freshman year English teacher and he made us all write poems about him. Mm. I never forget that. And I remember I wrote this like intense poem. And then like years later, he emailed it to me like on AOL and he's like, remember this? And I was like, who is this?
Oh.
Yeah, he was a fucked up pervert. Yeah, I hope you're listening, Edward Lintz.
Where is he in jail?
I don't even know. Oh, I don't even know. I don't even know. But
that's
it was fucking
so
weird.
So disturbing. But you love a good poem, so I'm sure.
I love it. I mean, and I read the poem. I was like, this is like pretty good. Also like really bad, you know.
I mean, that New York Times headline article. He made them write poems and now he sends them back.
So like oh my god. But yeah, Mean Girls is like it's amazing. It's so funny. I watched it recently. It's just hilarious. Yeah.
Was that like your movie of choice
Awakening
you would watch
almost.
Like every week?
And it was like one of those things where I was like, oh, like I really just like love this, like, it's so fucking good, and I want to, like, so see funny. It. I think it was, like, the first time I was like, I want to, like, do this.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. But it's just so accurate, especially because, like, all the teachers in our school were kind of fucking perverts, so.
Yeah. A lot of them are. A lot of, like, I feel like high school teachers are weird, you know?
A lot of dudes, yeah.
The dudes are just, like, especially because I went to all-girls school, so it's, like, a lot of these dudes, I think, were, like, low-key, like, because, you know, every girl, because we're deprived, so we're going to have a crush on you, and we're all going to secretly want you and think you're super cool, but, like, ultimately, like, you are a loser.
It is kind of like, weird for, like, a young adult male to be teaching an all-girls set. Like, it shouldn't weird. Be weird, but it's just, like...
Some of them handled it well, but, I mean, most of them, like, thinking back, were, like, creepy and, like, loved the attention, I think.
Yeah. It's also just, like, in general, like, even, like, yeah, you're right. Like, I think most, because, like, female teachers, too, obviously have been, like, it's just weird.
Yeah. Tell us about you as a teacher.
I feel like you're a good teacher.
I was so like, we have to be appropriate. Like, right. And I was only like 5 years older than the kids I was teaching.
Wow.
And I tried to like, I would lie about my age all the time so they wouldn't find out.
Yeah.
And then like, eventually it was just like, I was a teacher where it was like, if you had like a problem, like an emotional one, I would sit down and like talk to you. But I was very good about like intense boundaries. And one time this girl was like, Miss Starter, you look hungover, and everyone laughed. And I was like, no, I don't drink, but I was dying. And I was like about to throw up in the bathroom. And I was like, I hate my life. And it was just like, it's so weird because some of my kids like follow me on Instagram and I feel like weird about that.
Yeah.
Because they're now what, 26. It's wild. And some of them like have like families and other shit, but also like posting thirst traps. It's like a weird thing. It's
weird.
Your teacher just is like in a whole different field and a whole different, it's strange to me.
That is wild.
I remember because I used to teach as well. I used to teach like as a freelancer, and I would teach between like second grade and high school, but I would teach like film and drama and like photography to like after school, whatever. And one of the, you know, some of the second graders were like, are you a comedian? We found your Instagram, Miss Maggie. And I was like, that's not me. My name is Mary. My name is Margaret.
Yeah.
That's not me. And they were like, it is you. And I was like, no,
he's on Instagram? That's so creepy.
But oh my God, my nephew is like so young and he's like talking about it. It's so weird.
Dude.
It's
very scary.
It's real. It's like he's like maybe in like fourth grade and you'd be like, yeah, like this person's instant. I was like, this is weird. Please stop. This is not good.
My niece, who's like 11, she's like, you know, she has TikTok. I'm like, please don't find my TikTok.
Yeah. The good thing was I wasn't doing any comedy at the time. So everything was super private.
Right.
And like, I made everything as private as possible. I think I changed my Instagram name too, to like an old nickname, so the kids would never find me.
That's smart. Well, you have to do that, because they will find you.
And change the basketball girl.
Basketball girl.
88.
They'll never find me.
Amazing. It seemed like you have a beautiful childhood. Did you have any trauma that you would like to share as we close out?
I think this was such a nice way to
yeah.
I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Tell us your trauma real quick before you leave.
Were you beaten as a child?
With rocks.
Well, Amama, where can we find you if you want to plug anything? Baby. Please plug your social media. If you want to plug any shows or anything, please tell us.
You can find everything on Insta at Amama Sardar.
Yes.
Love it.
Your name is so beautiful and fun to, having the MAM is just a fun
Thank
time.
You.
Fun time for the lips. Okay.
Fun time for the lips.
This
All right.
has been
this
a
has
treat.
Been so fun.
It was so nice to meet you
and
to
this
talk
is
with
awesome.
You. Bye.
Bye.